You're watching FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. We're at Surfaces in Las Vegas 2018, and we're in the Kaleen space, and I'm with Blake Dennard.
You got it.
I got it this time, all right? Blake, how you doing?
I'm doing real good, Kemp. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, you know, you started this Broadland program. Most people know Kaleen's well-known in the rug business, and, you know, based in India, gorgeous-looking rugs. But you started this Broadland program 3 years ago, and you were telling me a minute ago that last year it grew 150%, right?
Just a little bit over 150. So we're real excited about those numbers and planning for those kind of numbers this year, too.
And these are better in goods. I mean, these are the kind of carpets and rugs that are, I mean, your Broadland program, but it's going into places, you know, that are can pay a little bit more, right?
Definitely. We're all handmade, 90%, 95% wool made product. So, you know, we've really gone into the market and tried to take a product that wholesaled and retailed at a really, really high number and bring that down to where it's obtainable for the average consumer, the upper average consumer, rather than the super elite.
Yeah, is there a retail range that you normally give out?
Really, we don't go much on retail, but wholesale-wise, we stay range anywhere from $19 up to $59 for the most part.
Is that right?
So very obtainable.
So you can get down to 19.
Oh, definitely. We can get down there and compete with the synthetic machine-made folks that are out there.
Okay, and because a lot of your style, most of your styles are wool, right?
90% of them are wool. We have a few polyesters and a couple outdoor products.
All right, so we've covered the background. Let's cover what you're doing here new this year. I think when you did this, first rolled out your program here in Broadloom, you had 11 styles, and this year you're rolling out 15 more, right?
Right, exactly. We had 11 when we started. We moved to, I think, around 20, 23 the next year. We were at 40 last year, and now, including backing drops out, we're well over 50 at 52 styles now. So a lot of growth real quick.
Yeah, now that's difficult to manage because these gorgeous products made in India, and a lot of the way that's ordered is cut orders. So you've got a facility in Dalton, and so you're able to maintain inventory and fulfill these orders and ship them out from Dalton.
Right. We run about a 97% fill ratio on our Broadloom goods, and that's really tough to do considering the cost of these goods that are in our warehouse. About half of our styles we also offer in two widths, 13.2 and 16.4. So you got to inventory both of those widths for every SKU you've got. So yeah, it's quite costly, but we do a good job managing it, and the owners of the company are financially behind it 100%, and are putting the numbers in it that it takes to put the rolls in the warehouse where it's there to be cut.
Is this a privately owned company?
Privately owned company.
Yeah. Okay. So another question, I think one of the reasons you have to have these widths is because some of the styles you have are like flat weaves, and seaming is very obvious. I mean, when you go from one cut to another, it's very obvious, so that's why you do that, right?
Very difficult to seam. I always say it's like seaming concrete. You can seam it, but you're going to see it.
You're going to see it.
So whenever you can eliminate that seam, it's always for the best. So offering both widths, it gives that end user and that store the ability to choose between the two to try to eliminate as many as possible.
Yeah. So when you say you've got, 15, that's really new collections because it's not just different colors and stuff like that. This is a whole new look, right?
That's 15 new styles, total new styles. And they're going to range anywhere from 4 to 8 colors in each one of those styles. And then we also have 3 line extensions where we took successful styles and maybe added another 4 to 6 colors into those. So, it's quite a large introduction we have here at Surfaces.
Who's doing that design work for you?
We do it as a team. Bring the American side of the views to our Indian facility in Panipat while we're there. We'll review anywhere from 100 to 200 new styles while I'm there, and then we'll narrow down from there to about 40. And then from there, after we do color work, we will narrow down to 15 to 20, depending on how much we want to come out in any particular year.
So what's created the most energy today? I know it's the first day of the show, but what are people walking in and going, oh, I got to have some of that?
Well, one of the main things is what you see behind us, our new merchandising system. We are going to have to go away from our old one because we've outgrown it, and that's a good thing. So we've put together a two-tier rack system that shows right now a total of 27 cards. It's got room to grow. The center panels you see come out, so we got plenty of room for future growth there, and that's really what's attractive attracted a lot of attention as far as merchandising. Product, it's still our flat weaves that we get a lot of people in. We've really become known to own that flat weave part of the business out there.
That's really good. Okay, well, it's good to catch up with you and glad to hear business is doing so well. Again, been talking to Blake Dennard, Senior Vice President at Kaleen, and you've been watching Kempar and FloridaLE.net.